From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, the town of Catskills planned to have the service provided by its ambulance department upgraded to paramedic level by the first of next year has slowed a bit. At the town board meeting last week, Catskill Ambulance Administrator George June told board members the town had again been asked to delay implementation of the anticipated upgrade. That request was based on the anticipated submission of the county's Emergency Medical Services Task Force recommendations. The town board earlier stated that whether the original target date of January 1st is met, or whether the upgrade takes longer and doesn't happen until the spring, its intent is to proceed regardless. At the meeting last week, however, June told board members the county may agree to increase funding enough to allow the current system to continue an additional year without any cost increase to Catskill or other towns in the county. June said he feels the town should sign on for one more year at the current rate. June's comments met with a mixed response from the board. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said if the town waits 6 months to move its plan forward, the delay will not impede the eventual upgrade. No time frame was given for receipt of a contract from the county for formal review and consideration. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Vince Pecoraro is reporting in the Chatham Courier the Austerlitz Town Board met Thursday, September 18th to discuss balancing the town budget. At the same time, it passed a local law that would allow the town to exceed the state-mandated tax cap. Supervisor Robert Lagonia said the town's budget shortfall was more than $100,000 this year, and increased expenses have steadily drained the town's reserves for over 5 years. Lagonia said, quote, if we continue to do what we're doing, we're not going to have any money in the bank, unquote. Following a lengthy discussion, the board did not make a decision to increase the town's taxes or cut any programs, but agreed to meet Tuesday, September 23rd to continue the budget discussion. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported Republican gubernatorial candidate Robert Astorino brought his campaign to the Hudson Valley in Catskills Sunday, September 21st. Astorino, the Westchester County executive who is challenging Democrat Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, said an increasing number of voters are disenchanted with the incumbent. Astorino said the first indication that people are ready for a big change was when 40% of Democrats statewide voted against their own candidate. He said, quote, if people were feeling real good about the state, they would have voted in record numbers for their own governor in their own primary, unquote. Attorney and college professor Zephyr Teachout challenged Cuomo in the primary and carried most of eastern New York counties, including all of the counties in the Mid-Hudson region. On Sunday, Astorino attended church services in Newburgh and Poughkeepsie. He also stopped at a Green County grassroots rally in Greenville. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 70. Tonight, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 45. Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. And Friday, sunny with a high near 78. Friday night, clear with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:50 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.